Radio Moments. And so we come to the last Radio Moments this year. It's a bumper edition, looking back to the whole of this festive fortnight in Radioland. Nothing festive here, though 1978 and the 21st of December saw the start of a BBC strike. One single emergency radio station remained.
The ABS have demanded that the BBC reinstate 11 of its members in television who were suspended for refusing to process news film. The BBC have said they're prepared to take the men back on the payroll if the union returns to normal working.
John Dunn.
Boom, boom. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes, John Dunn here. You're listening to BBC Radio, our all-network services. Welcome to you. I shall be with you with loads of music between now and...
Memories of the strife of Christmas 1978.
This is the BBC Radio all-network service.
92 years ago this week, no one would really have bothered with a strike. Daytime news bulletins were banned by the BBC, owing to a cosy deal between the press and the news agencies. John Reith in charge said there wasn't much demand for a daytime bulletin. It's exactly 2 years since we lost the voice of childhood.
Good afternoon. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Tony and Anne were twins. They were 5 years old. It was nearly Christmas time, and their mother had promised to make new dressing gowns for them. Tony's gown was to be red, and Anne's bright blue.
Daphne Oxenford, who died this week in 2012. Daphne started in schools radio in 1947, starting Listen with Mother in 1950, where she captivated a nation for more than 20 years. On a similar theme, 92 years ago this week, Children's Hour began.
This is the BBC Home Service. Hello, children everywhere. This is one of the most important days in the history of Children's Hour. Some time ago, we were honoured by the visit to the studio of the King and Queen with Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret during the broadcast of a Toy Town programme.
Children's Hour, which began this week in 1922. The programme featured a range of BBC staff at the outset in the guise of aunts and uncles. It was broadcast from Birmingham on 5IT, later on the Home Service. It's 80 years this week since the first Ovaltinis.
This is a programme presented by the makers of Ovaltine. Especially to the League of Ovaltinis.
We are the Ovaltinis, little girls and boys. Make your request, we'll not refuse you. We are here.
Greetings, my little Ovaltini friends. This afternoon, I have a very special surprise for you.
Almost menacing, that. Early brand integration and the first Ovaltinis concert party this week in 1934 on Radio Luxembourg, and much enjoyed over here in the UK too. The club attracted 5 million members. Coca-Cola's ad agency preferred 50-minute dramas to branded children's shows, the original soap operas. On Christmas Eve exactly 90 years ago, this episode was aired.
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken, brought to you, transcribed, Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke.
And 90 years ago, the airing of the first advertising jingle. It was on WCCO in Minneapolis, St. Paul, on Christmas Eve. The first ever Sun commercial ad aired this week in 1924. And of course, it was those advertising agencies making jingles which were to form the first ever radio station jingle companies in time. Uncle Steve's Radio 2 afternoon show is now part of life for the nation. But it started its days with a 12-year spell on Radio 1 until this week, 19 years ago.
Christmas Eve, you always feel slightly emotional, and Santa coming tonight and Christmas Day tomorrow. It's so exciting now. Tonight on 1FM at 5:35, Lynn Parsons, a magical mix for Christmas Eve drive time with classic hip music and the latest travel information. The Big Holy Christmas, Simon Mayo presents music and sketches.
Steve Wright's final afternoon show on Radio 1 this week in 93. He was 41.
If anyone asks you why you're smiling, just remember, pal, stereophonic radio capital.
Kenny Everett would have been 70 on Christmas Day.
My fame is a laugh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. A thing of the past, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I'm just a poor soul on the door at this merry Christmas tide.
Kenny Everett, A Christmas Present to the Nation on Christmas Day, 1944. Goodness only knows how Kenny might have introduced this broadcast in 1932. King George V became the first monarch to deliver a Christmas Day message.
I am enabled this Christmas Day to speak to all my peoples throughout the empire through one of the marvels of modern science. I am enabled this Christmas Day to speak to all my peoples throughout the empire.
He was enjoying himself, wasn't he? The first Christmas message on the Empire service on Christmas Day 1932. He had to read it six times, actually, for different time zones. So by the end of the day, he was well and truly sick of it. These final days of the year are when so many shows have been aired for the last time. It's 22 years since the last Pick of the Pops on Radio 1 with Alan Freeman.
And that's the start of the Pick of the Pops top 10 this week. Came in at 27 3 weeks ago. Last week, number 20. This week, right up to number 10 in the Pick of the Pops top 10. The drift is there, and come on over to my place. And here we go again, back into the top 10 at number 9.
And it's 12 years since Dr. Fox presented his last Pepsi chart show.
The Pepsi Network chart update. What a week for British music and Elton John. An outstanding contribution Brit Award and a new...
This week last year, Rich Clark said a big top 40 goodbye on commercial radio after 6 years. And 7 years ago, the A-list, the adult contemporary chart, ended. It had been on Heart, Real and Century. This now was one of the most poignant farewells ever. Understated, professional, but you can never hide true emotion from radio.
Meanwhile, we'll be back in the morning with the shipping forecast and news briefing. Then in open country, we visit the landscape that's believed to have inspired Never Never Land. That's just after 6 o'clock. But for now, this is Alice Arnold, not only wishing you a very good night, but also saying goodbye. It's been a pleasure. And thank you so much for listening.
Alice Arnold saying farewell in the early hours of December 2012. That's become my most played audio boo ever. 11,000 plays. And this time of year, 22 years ago, a final farewell from this station.
This is Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars, broadcasting on 208 metres.
It's 8:03. The next scheduled news at 9. When 208 news ends, music instantaneously begins on the Tony Prince Show.
Hey now, this is Britain's longest serving, solid sounding, super duper smile station. The station.
Broadcasting on 208 metres in the medium wave, 1440 kilohertz AM, with a power of 1.3 million watts. This is the English service.
Radio Luxembourg, Nightline News at midnight.
10.5 years ago, I didn't dream I could be here to carry out the final words on the close down of the world's biggest and most famous commercial radio station. I'm both honoured and sad to say a fond farewell and goodbye after over 59 years of broadcasting. So on behalf of the present Luxy team and all the past presenters and staff, this is Mike Hollis.
Memories of Luxy fading out for the very last time this week in 92, maybe dying through natural causes, unlike this regulatory murder 20 years ago.
It's December the 31st, Devonair's last day of broadcasting. Off the air from 1 this afternoon, but will never be forgotten by our many loyal listeners. Thanks for making us number one.
And off it went. The last day of broadcasting after 14 years for Devonair, as it lost its license. It was to become Gemini and now Heart. This time of year is time for new beginnings too. This week in 64, the start of the pirate ship Radio London.
The next news at 6:30, Ed Stewart reporting.
And the following year, the start of Radio Scotland, another pirate station launched poignantly.
We have been able to convert a former Clyde-built lightship, the Comet, into one of the most modern offshore broadcasting stations in the world. Now, our aims are simple and straightforward. To provide a new, exciting form of entertainment radio.
Who has all the latest records? Radio Scotland leads the way for the best in entertainment station.
What a great theme. The launch of Radio Scotland this time of year in 1965. And staying with Scottish affairs.
A deeply moving occasion it always is. For you cannot but be thinking of all the adventures, the hazards, the possibilities that lie ahead for this near-human thing that is suddenly coming alive before your eyes. Here we are today at a launching, not of a vessel that will cross the oceans to distant ports, carrying merchandise and the labour of men's hands, but of a vehicle that will bridge the air, carrying into countless homes words and ideas.
The launch of the UK's most instantly successful commercial radio stations, Clyde, in 1973. And 44 years ago this time of year, the launch of Radio Teesside.
On behalf of the people of Teesside, I would like to give a welcome to our own local radio station, BBC Radio Teesside.
The newest BBC local radio station was opened a minute ago.
The early moments in the life of Radio Teesside this week in 1970 launched at 6 o'clock at night, later Radio Cleveland, now BBC Tees. So, with just a minute, first aired on Radio 4 47 years ago.
Clement Freud, it is your turn.
Down Your Way, beginning on the Home Service 67 years ago.
It's a very windy day, talking about weathering heights, the wind is raging round us.
The launch of Radio Solent 44 years ago.
We could go and pull down the mast and close down the transmitter any time we liked.
And the last pip of the Greenwich Time signal stretched from 0.1 seconds to 0.5 seconds 43 years ago. Those are this week's radio moments. Thank you very much indeed to all the people who chip in audio over the years, including Andy Wormsley and Aircheck Downloads as well. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, good night.
David Lloyd, Merry Christmas!